It's time for Stars on Sports,
a podcast radio show dedicated to sharing stories about our athletic program at LCC, past and present.
Lansing Community College Athletics has a strong tradition.
25 national championships.
Over 190 All-Americans.
19 MCCAA All-Sports trophies.
Stars on Sports will introduce you to individuals that have contributed to our program's success and give you the backstory on what it takes to develop it.
We'll also dive into and break down the topics and issues facing athletic departments across the nation and right here at LCC.
This is Stars on Sports. Hello and welcome to another episode of Stars on Sports. Today I'm joined by our assistant athletic director, Stephen Cutter, and our producer, Dedalian Lowry. And gentlemen, as we record this podcast in the summer, I think it's a good time to reflect on 24-25. We've talked a lot about reflection in this podcast before and how we think it's important to future success. I also think it's important to celebrate our successes, and we're going to have to change our byline because one of our goals was winning the All-Sports Trophy, and we won it this year, and that's a significant accomplishment for our athletic department. It's something we put out there.
Can't hear you over the crowd, man.
No, they're loud. That's a loud crowd, which is another accomplishment of the year with our fan support and such, how that continues to build and grow. But
I feel like our biggest accomplishment of the 24-25 season would be left unspoken about, but I really think we should share that Greg Laddick is the athletic director of the year.
Oh. An incredible accomplishment.
I have not heard this.
He's crazy. You're better. It's for our league, the MCCAA. And it is a reflection of the year we've had. I can't win that without the success and the support.
You can't win it without the hard work. You're a guy that's in super late and in early and constantly working and supporting the coaches and also the student athletes and also our college. And so it's well deserved.
Well,
there you go. That's what we needed right there. I just went to a conference these last 2 days. And that was one of my takeaways, and that I am terrible at. And you just did it. You did this thing where you kind of like deferred and said, and by any means, you need to give credit to those that are supporting you, but also just say, thank you.
That's a good point. I went to a conference for the same thing because I was not good at that before the conference. I deflected all the time. Mm-hmm. So because, again, in this role, it's a team, and that's why I like being part of a team. And that wasn't even on my list of successes here, Cutter, so you owe me for sneaking that in there. But
I think you owe him for sneaking that one in there. That's a worthwhile and awesome thing. Congratulations, Max. Yes.
Again, it is, and I am thankful that my colleagues who I get along with well and have challenged them to be better, too, have been very involved in our league, and they've been supportive and understanding of my quirkiness and things that I bring to the table. But in the end, it is a reflection of the year our athletic department had, and we had quite the year. And it starts with the All-Sports Trophy, because that does mean a lot to me, because that means all our sports did well, and they did. You know, we have 9 sports, but 7 of them participate in the MCCA. Track and field is not a league sport, but of the 7 sports, I believe 5 of them did win their division, and the other 2 took 2nd and 3rd. So, again, that's hard to beat, that consistency across the board. And, again, that's something we emphasize, because we even talked last year, because we won it my first year here and we took 2nd the last 2 years, is that consistency. We've seen teams win it before and then fall, but thankfully here at LCC we try to continue to stay at the highest level even when we don't win it. But winning it means a lot to me, because we do compete for a reason. We can do compete to win. And again, we have a lot more academic accomplishments that we will share here, but it's nice to see that success on the field, because there is a lot of hard work that goes into making this happen. So let's continue with our on-the-field success. We had 2 region champions. We had a national champion cross-country. That is the program's 4th in a row. Women had won two in a row, and then the men have won back-to-back championships and, you know, had a lot of freshmen returning and imposed to be there. I believe almost every one of our teams was ranked in the top 25 this year, which is, again, recognition on a national scale. Two region champions, four region runner-up, so, you know, there is consistency there. 10 All-Americans, too, which is, I think, another neat thing across all sports. So, and I actually, that's one that stands out to me probably more than some of those other ones, that the individual success we have across the board, because we do recruit locally and then branch out. So reflecting on which one of these, you know, besides the All-Sports Trophy stands out, that is one of them. Now to the academic side, we had 68 MCCAA academic kids, which is a 3.0 or higher. That's pretty around half of our student body. We had 43 NJCAA academic all students, which is significantly higher than last year, and that's a 3.6 GPA or higher. We had 5 teams earn academic, which is 3.0 or higher. We had 41 kids earn associate degree. So we're getting it done academically too. And as I think about goals for next year, academics still high on my list. I still think we can do better. And I still think we can work with LCC on doing better because, you know, our overall GPA is around the 3.0, which is the highest, you know, it's been since I've been here. But it's still, I don't think, good enough. I still think we can do better there.
That's impressive, though.
It is impressive because I was going to say the our goal, you know, I have four kind of pillars that I try and, like, evaluate our athletic department is, you know, do well in the classroom, do well on the athletic field, get involved in the college, and get involved in the community. And in those first two, these numbers show we're making headway in those areas. And it's a team effort. I'm fortunate. And we had, you know, a history of this. You know, the 20th All-Sports Trophy lead the league in that. Some of these other things lead the league in that. But I still think we can do better. And I still think there's other things that I'd like to talk about that we reflect on are even better than this of when we reflect on the year. So, like, last year had nothing to do with national championships, had nothing to do with regional titles, had nothing to do with all academic teams. It had to do with student athletes. And, you know, last year, one of my favorite things was how our sports went out and supported each other athletic events, how students love being at LCC. And honestly, I believe that we sustained that this year and heard some of those same comments. And some of my favorite memories is last year we kind of organized students going to other events. This year we did less and we still had it happen.
Oh, that's great.
It is good. And we got to do better at it, but it's still awesome that we had student athletes of other sports pretty much at every other athletic event in some capacity. Sometimes that's whole teams. Sometimes it's individuals. And then the other thing is, you know, the one thing we did coordinate that was just fun for me was our volleyball team, which had another great year, went to the national tournament last year, didn't make it this year, but still sustained that success and took second in the regional. But we had our teams help out at their events. And that just seemed fun to me, seeing each team down there helping out another team. And that's something I'd like to maybe even coordinate more in the future. But, again, those are the off-the-field events that I enjoy and really think depict what we want our athletic department to be about. Coach Cutter, any quick things about the year in review for you?
You covered so many things, and I think it really boils down to just a lot of hard work, and things kind of roll downhill, and it starts with you, and you've had a vision since you came in, and you speak about the pillars and the importance of community and the importance of being together, but also the importance of being on campus and showing your school pride. And then, of course, the things like the education and the winning on the field and winning in life. And a lot of those things have come to fruition in your 4 years, and that's a big reflection on you and something that you really need to be proud of. And yes, you've had a lot of help. And yes, there's been a ton of kids here that have just been great, great kids, and they come from great families. But it boils down to just a lot of hard work.
And it does. And we've talked about hard work doesn't always equal success, but you got to have hard work to have success. And you hit on a couple other points that I wasn't including in our podcast today, and you're not. I appreciate all the accolades, Cutter. So I don't know if he's trying to get a raise as we head into next year. But to what you say, alignment is important, and we have worked hard on alignment, and we have worked hard on aligning with our college too. And you know, one of my general statements is represent LCC well. That's what I want our athletic department to do. And most people judge us by wins and losses, but it those other thing. Well, but having that alignment, and I believe our department had that alignment with our, we have a great coaching staff. They're part-time coaches for the most part, don't get paid a lot for the most part, but they work hard. They inspire me on how hard they work. They care about kids. Recruiting is the lifeblood of a college athletic department. There's a lot of work that goes into it. We've talked about it before on a podcast. You spend a lot of time on recruiting, and you don't even know what the result will be. I mean, you recruit five kids, and you might only get one of them, but you're putting a lot of time in all five of those kids. We're fortunate to have a beautiful campus that recruits like to come and see. We're fortunate to have a lot of local high schools that have statewide success. We're fortunate to have Michigan State University right next to us. Our kids like connecting with them and being so close to that college environment. So we got a lot that goes for us, but our coaches take advantage of this, and I wouldn't trade in our coaching staff for nothing, because I think they work hard too and are aligned. They have high standards. I mean, we joke in our office about some of the things we encounter and think we don't want to be like that. Mm-hmm. But alignment is one of the things too. The other two things you just mentioned, I'm going to hit on too, since, hey, I appreciate you giving me some subject matter to this podcast, is visibility. It is important to be visible. I'm a big believer in showing up. We've talked about attendance before and how important that is, but I like to be present at everything that I can be. And I know our teams do too, because again, the battle, and we've talked about percentage before of showing up. So we are trying to be more visible on campus. Your team has done an excellent job of attending almost every important event on campus, the Veterans Day events, back to school event, party with the president, and the school does a lot of events to get kids involved. So
that was a pillar of, you know, when we started as well, how important it was going to be for our student athletes to be visible on campus. And it was something that we just started going to, and then eventually, because the team was seen in so many different places, that now it's morphed into constantly being asked if we can help out at different events. So it's been great. It's not a oh, we have to go to this. It's a we get to go to this, and we get asked often to provide, you know, 5, 10, 15 people to help out for whatever college event is happening on campus.
So, I can only imagine how helpful that is to build that camaraderie on the field.
Yeah, it just makes a difference. And anytime that you're somewhat living a life where you're serving others, regardless of how many things you have going on in your own life, it helps you step back a little bit. And there is a certain feeling of like you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing. And student athletes, college kids, they don't get a ton of those opportunities yet. And so it's a really dynamic thing. And so those pillars that you talk about, those are super important. And when you can see them come to fruition, and you can see them start to grow and start to morph into more important and gratifying things with a lot of success, that's kind of what the year in review is about. You want to see it grow. And of course, in high growth environments, you're going to sit there and you're going to say, well, I think we can do better here. And that's why you're seeing consistency with the athletic department, because it's not just the, this is great, now we can relax a little bit. It's, we're going to keep pushing, and we want to see the GPAs go higher, and we want to see the kids have more fun and have more success, not only on the field, but off the field, and make a bigger impact in our community and our campus.
And you're right on. I think we are making head waves, and that's where I feel most satisfied with some of the impact we're having on the college and some of the reciprocation we're getting in the college to support that impact, such as travel. Our teams are traveling even more because it's building memories. And again, one of my goals for 25-26 is the student athlete experience. I think that's more important than ever. And a lot of it takes place off the field. Of course, they remember the wins, but the community service they provide, helping out, the memory, the laughter, the things that go wrong that they remember, but it's that bonding and the thing that, you know, we're allowed to travel across the country to provide these, one, an educational experience to see a city maybe they haven't seen before, but to create experiences to connect, to relate, to come together. So, you know, our travel has increased since, you know, we've been here, and our college has been supportive of that. Our crowds are better. Our parents, our community are supportive. But it is about visibility. It is about wearing that shirt, which branding is a part of that that we'll talk about next. But, you know, seeing five baseball kids or one or two women basketball players or men basketball players helping out around college, we wear our shirts every day that identify us. And it's great to see that representation, that giving back to the college that gives us so much, and that we ask so much from, and we even ask more and more from them, because success has a price. But yeah, that visibility has been huge, and your program has been a leader in that of helping out around campus and being involved and served, because this campus does put on a lot of events. So it's fun to see, and you see them get along and connect through that you talked about, the bonding experiences or taking them out of their comfort zone a little bit. But, you know, the other thing we've worked hard on is our brand, you know, making sure, again, when we wear this shirt and uniform, and we wear it every day. So Dedalion joined us today wearing that nice royal blue shirt, that it's important to us. And sometimes it gets us in trouble. You know, during COVID, we got in trouble for not wearing masks because they could identify we were athletes, and even other instances on campus. You know, I always joke about, there's a story a long time ago, this dude, an athlete, got busted for stealing something out of a gas station because he had his varsity letter jacket on and had his name on it, you know? And
whoops.
Yeah, we have that too. We're easy to identify compared to most other people on campus, but we also are held to a higher standard and need to represent them well. But being visible and having that brand mean something has been important, and again, has taken another step, I feel, over the time that we have been here. And this year, I think all the success kind of reflects a culmination of that. But again, it's not where we want to be, because we still have a ways to go in those things that we want to do. So is there anything else that sticks out to you from the 24, 25 year that?
No, I think you've certainly covered a massive amount of growth and a massive amount of positive things here. So there's nothing else that I think stands out outside of just appreciation for what we have here and excitement for what is yet to come.
So yeah, and as we look forward, there are a couple other individual characteristics I'd like. You know, we don't do a lot with individual success, but you know, we had a local kid that led the nation in scoring in men's basketball. We had a baseball player that was top two or three in batting average or in offensive performance, and they were both All-Americans for us. Again, local or, you know, regional kids for us. So, you know, we talk a lot about our team success, but we do have individual success, and we do have other sports, you know, top five in cross-country kid. But so it's a combination of both. So as we look forward real quickly, and we won't spend a lot of time on this because we can do this again in the fall, but some of my goals are, again, increasing that academic, just more connection with the college on helping those kids that need it the most. I do believe the student-athlete experience is becoming a separator in the recruiting. You know, community service, we do a lot of it, but just more organized and structured. Quick example, and I'm going to share this because I've shared with you before. A big believer in, when you give something, you receive more in return. And I had a small example happen this to me last week. If you guys, I don't know if we're videoing today or not, but I have this little clip on my shirt here for my glasses.
Yeah.
Because in my job, I don't wear my glasses all the time. I usually put them on my collar. Well, like when I pull out the bleachers in basketball, they fall off and they get scratched and that. Yeah. So I found this clip. People pick on me like, my grandma got that from the dime store in the 1940s. So anyway.
Well, good. You picked it up at the antique mall and you're good with it.
I bought them on Amazon. I don't buy a lot of Amazon. I bought a pack of eight. I've given out all eight of mine because when I wear them, people go, oh, I want one of those at Texas Roadhouse. around campus and in store. So I ran out, but I gave one to Todd Rogers, who works in our facilities department here, and he said it was a game changer for him. It's a life changer for him. He gave me mine back and bought me an even nicer one that's even stronger, because this one doesn't work as well on sweatshirts, which I wear a lot of heavy sweatshirts in my job. And it just, again, I give him one little thing and how little this is, and I got more in mine back and more. Now I can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, but I might have to pick one of those up. Yeah, I like it.
If you don't, like some people wear their glasses all the time. I wear mine about 50-50. So
around the house, I'll do what you were talking about, where I'll put it in my shirt, and same thing happens.
Yeah. I lost this pair this fall, this winter, and they got snow plowed in. I went back and traced my path. I found the frame, so I was able just to have to buy a new frame for them, because when I was walking back, they must have fell off.
So it was a prescription then.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that for readers. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. True. I can buy those anyway. My point in all of this is to teach how important it is to teach our student athletes, one, to leave things better than they found it, and two, to give, and when you give, you'll actually receive more in return. And that, I mean, wants to be a continued emphasis of our program moving forward.
I think the great John Maxwell says, givers gain.
Yeah, agree. Well, last year, I remember you quoted Mike Tyson, so this year, much better improvement. But they do. I truly believe that, and I have so many examples. That's why I like sharing them here, of when I give something, I usually get more in return. And that wasn't even my goal. I mean, these were like $8 for eight of them to get by, to helping our student athlete do that moving forward. So anything else on your year in return?
Mm-mm.
What about you, Dedalian? Real quickly, what do you think about for 24-25 and you and your department?
Well, me and my department's a whole nother thing, since I'm pretty much the entire department at this point. But we actually are looking at finding somebody new that'll be replacing Jeremy, who, of course, was with us for a good year and a half or so. And hopefully I'll have a little bit of help. But I will go back to, I know you were joking a little bit about Cut bucking for a raise, but the one thing I know about Cut is he's not, if he doesn't have anything nice to say, he's not going to say it. And I know those were some sincere words. So congratulations, man. I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you again. But again, Cut and I are aligned. He is an excellent compliment to me. He's my accountability department. He challenges me in a positive way. He's a positive representation for us, so that helps, again, having good people around me.
And I do have a question for you. Now, your voice seems a little strained today, so were you yelling at the coaches before you got here?
No, I don't yell much either. I do have a little tickle in my throat.
I've never seen you yell either. So.
Yeah, I've never seen him yell, and I think that's a strong attribute, and that's something, again, we've tried to carry over into our athletic department, because competitive can bring out the worst, and we don't want that. So
just a sore throat then?
A little bit. I was in the sun a lot. I thought it was a tribute to the sun and getting burned a little bit, but I do have a little tickle. I think I'm over it now, though.
All right, good.
Can't keep me down. So, again, I'm excited about this question today. It's not one of my best ones, but I'm excited about it because pizza can't be the answer, I don't think. Okay?
All right. Does it have to do with food then?
It does. I have a whole list
food
of
theme.
Other ones, but when I listen back to our previous one, the food ones make me laugh. So, again, a year ago when I listened to our year in review, it was pineapple on a pizza, and that's one of the few times you two disagreed on it. So we're in the summer season, so grilling seems to be a big thing. So what's your go-to grill item in the summer? You're going to grill outside. What is it?
Pizza.
I think I would lean towards steak. Okay. I really enjoy grilling things like steak and asparagus and potatoes on the grill. And it sounds incredible. So, yeah, definitely lean towards that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'd agree with the steak. I'd also throw some ribs in there. I do like ribs on the grill. And, yeah, throwing the veggies. I'm not really a huge veggie guy, as we've talked about before. I'm not really into veggies. But I will say throwing them on the grill really just adds something to it, especially when it comes to asparagus, corn, anything like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Again, I would put like hamburgers or hot dogs as my number one thing because they're easy, simple,
and
quick. And I like them. Steak would be that next thing. I love vegetables on the grill too, corn. And I'm not an asparagus guy, but It doesn't sound
steak's
bad.
Steak's pretty quick too. I mean, 7 minutes is
it is. You're right. My wife likes to grill, so actually she does a lot of our grilling at home. And the other day we were figuring out for dinner, and she threw steaks on, and we were, you know, like 10 minutes they were ready, and they were good. But I'm picky on steak, so I want to, you know, we talked about this before about good steaks, but
great steaks.
And we differ on what that definition is, but
there's a difference.
But
is the great steak with the fat or without the fat?
You got to trim that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, good. We're all on the same page for that one.
So do you grill a lot in the summer?
Yes. Yep. Got a nice flat top grill, and I'm able to use it for a lot of things. So, yes.
Okay. So is it your go-to kind of into the summer?
Yeah. We'll do some breakfast with, you know, bacon and eggs and things like that. So, yeah, definitely gets used a lot.
We do more in the summer, but probably not as much as we should. But, okay. Well, good stuff. And next time, maybe I'll go with a non-food question. But until then, go Stars.
Stars on Sports is recorded live at the WLNZ Studios. Engineering and production assistance are provided by Dedalion Lowry. And you can listen to the episode and other episodes of Stars on Sports on demand at lccconnect.org. To find more information about our athletic program, visit lccstars.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next time for more Stars on Sports.
Go Stars!